Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Clean Girl Energy. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a surprise project at work, a relationship hiccup, or just one of those days where nothing seems to go your way. Well, today we're talking about something super important. Building resilience, the ability to bounce back from those tough moments stronger than ever. Because let's face it, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, right? There are going to be bumps in the road, unexpected detours, and maybe even a few potholes that make you want to throw your hands up and say, enough. But that's where resilience comes in. It's like having an inner superpower that helps you navigate those rough patches with grace and keep moving forward. So, how do we build this resilience muscle? There are some key things to remember, my friend. First off, embrace the suck. Yep, I said it. Sometimes life is just plain hard. Trying to sugarcoat every situation or pretend everything's perfect isn't going to help. Acknowledge those tough feelings. Let yourself feel the frustration, the sadness, even the anger. But don't dwell there. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves. They come and go. Allow yourself to ride that wave, but remember, you're not stuck on it forever. Second, focus on what you can control. You know those things in life that just make you want to pull your hair out? You can't always change those external circumstances, but you can control your reaction to them. So, instead of getting bogged down by what you can't change, focus your energy on what you can influence, your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. Remember, that inner voice is powerful. Choose to speak kindly to yourself, even when things are tough. You wouldn't talk down to your best friend in a crisis, right? Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding. Third, build a support system. We weren't meant to go through this crazy thing called life alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who make you laugh, who offer a listening ear when you need it. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load, and knowing you have people in your corner can make all the difference. Think about those people in your life. Maybe it's family, friends, mentors, or even that awesome barista who always remembers your order. These connections are vital to building resilience. Fourth, celebrate small wins. You know that feeling when you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Or when you nail that presentation at work? Those little victories add up. Celebrate those moments, big and small, because they're proof that you're capable of achieving great things. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about progress. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves to be acknowledged and celebrated. And finally, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty awesome. Self-care is about taking intentional steps to nurture your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy. These things all contribute to building resilience. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're gearing up for a big presentation at work. You've been putting in the hours, practicing your speech, and feeling pretty confident. But then, minutes before you're about to go on stage, your phone rings, it's bad news. A family member needs emergency help, and you're suddenly torn between two important commitments. This is a classic example of life throwing a curveball. What do you do? Do you let panic set in? Do you crumble under the pressure? Or do you tap into that resilience muscle we've been talking about? You could take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and make the best decision for both your family and your professional responsibilities. Maybe you adjust your presentation schedule or delegate tasks to colleagues. Remember, this is where focusing on what you can control comes in. You can't change that unexpected call, but you can choose how you respond to it. So, let's recap. Building resilience means embracing the tough stuff, focusing on what you can control, building a strong support system, celebrating those small wins, and prioritizing self-care. It's not about being invincible, it's about having the strength and tools to bounce back from life's inevitable challenges. And remember, you've got this. You are capable of amazing things. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and keep building that resilience muscle. I know you can do it. Now, tell me in the comments below, what's one thing you're going to try this week to build your resilience? And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little clean girl energy boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.